eje ki a teri ba lati gbadura
let's bow down
ni orukọ Jesu ati wa ni wakati lati gboro yin oluwa e ba wa soro
amen
atomode ati agba wa e ba wa soro oluwa
amen
baba ni orukọ Jesu e fi oro yin bo wa
amen
baba ni orukọ Jesu e fi oro yin bo wa
amen
okan yin eni loruko Jesu e fi han fun wa
amen
lokin oro na ka yin yin
amen
gbogbo okan kokan ka yin olorun
amen
ni orukọ Jesu oluwa wa
amen
ni akoko yi
this time
koko oro olorun ti a ngbo ni pepe oluwa
the title of the message is altar of the lord
pepe oluwa
god's altar
ansi bibeli wa sinu iwe awon oba kini ori keji din ni ogun
we're going to open our bible to the second king chapter 18
ma ka lati ese ogbon ti ese ikokan din ni ogoji
I'm going to read from verse 30 to 30
nja elija wi fun gbogbo na pe esun mo mi gbogbo awon eniyan na si sunmo o si tun pepe oluwa ti o ti wo lule se elija si mo okuta mejila gaga bi ye ya omo jacob eni ti oro oluwa to wa wi pe israel ni oruko re yo ma je okuta won yi ni o si fi te pepe kan ni oruko oluwa o si wa yara yi pepe na ka ti o le gba iwon osun won irugbin meji o si to igi na dara dara o si ke egboro ako malu na o si to sori igi o si wi pe fi omi kun ikoko merin ki e si tu sori ebo sisun ati sori igi na o si wi pe se nigba keji won si se nigba keji o si wi pe se nigba keta won si se nigba keta omi na si san yi pepe na ka o si fi omi kun yara na pelu o si se ni irubo asale ni elija woli isunmo to si o si wi pe oluwa olorun abraham isaki ati israeli je ki o di mimo loni pe iwo ni olorun ni israeli emi si ni iranse re ati pe mo se gbogbo nkan wayi nipa oro re gbo ti emi oluwa gbo ti emi ki awon eniyan yi ki o le mo pe iwo oluwa ni olorun ati pe iwo tun yi okan won pada nigba na ni ina oluwa bo sile o si sun ebo sisun na ati igi ati okuta won ni ati erupe o si la omi ti nbe ninu yara na nigba na ni gbogbo awon eniyan ri nigba ti gbogbo awon eniyan ri won da oju won bole won si wi pe oluwa oni olorun oluwa oni olorun loni loruko Jesu okan wa pepe olorun ninu wa olorun yo si atunse re
lord is going to rebuild our
olorun yo ran wa lowo lati se atunse e
god will help us to rebuild our altar
nipa be ina yo si sokale sibe
so the fire of the lord will come to
see how we le ma ba olorun ni
so that we can walk with our lord
le kan si koko nti mo fi n ba wa soro
once again the title of the message
o ni pepe oluwa
is the lord's altar
e je ki gbogbo wo so
let's echo it together
pepe oluwa
the lord's altar
ibi ti mo ka fun yin yi
we are afraid
idi ni ati so nipa itan nipa woli elija
this is the story of the prophet elijah
ni akoko yi
this place
eni ti o pe ni ahab lo njoba
there was a king called ahab
akosile si so fun wa wi pe ahab je oba buburu ti o mo olorun rara
history made us to know that ahab was a wicked king
omo israeli ni inu igbagbo ni a ti bi sugar ko mo olorun
he was one of the israelites but he did not know the lord
papa nigba to si etun wa fe obirin to je alaigbagbo
he even go ahead to marry unbeliever
iyen wa tun ran lowo lati wa buburu
and this now helped him even to go against the lord
ni akoko ahab
during the time of Ahab
awon nkan baje ni ile Israel
things got spoiled in the land of Israel
olukuluku o ti o mu ki awon eyan mo sin orisa
he made people to worship idol
mo pa ile olorun ti won wa ko ile orisa
they forsake the house of the lord and they now built up the idols
ori ni kete ti abu beje's belly
Immediately Ahab married Jezebel.
Jezebel gbe Baali baba re wa si ile Israeli.
Jezebel brought her father's idols.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ló mú àwọn àlùfáà Baali náà wá.
So he even brought the prophet of Baal.
Wọ́n kọ ilé Baali sí gbogbo ilẹ̀ Israeli.
And they now built the houses of idols in the land of Israel.
Àwọn èèyàn ó mú kí àwọn èèyàn ó máa sìn.
So they now command everybody to worship the idol.
Wọ́n pa ilé Ọlọ́run ti pátápátá.
To the extent that they leave the house of their Lord.
Ìyẹn wá mú kí bínú Ọlọ́run ó ru sí wọn.
And this made the wrath of the Lord to arise against them.
So bẹ́ẹ̀ ni Ọlọ́run fi ti ẹnu wòlí Elijah sọ wípé òjò ní rọ̀ fún ọdún mẹ́ta tó sù mẹ́fà.
To the extent that the Lord God Almighty spoke through Elijah that there be no rain or dew for three years and 6 months.
Ojo ogiri oni sẹ̀dé bi òjò.
No rain, no dew for 3.5 years.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ló sì rí.
And it was so.
Pé gbogbo ìlú yẹn pátápátá ló ni yàn mú.
So there was famine in the land.
Bí ẹgẹ́ bí a ti ṣe mọ̀, ọbí wòlíì yẹn ti sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ́lọ́run mú kúrò bẹ́ẹ̀.
Immediately this prophecy came, the Lord took this prophet out of this place.
Ọlọ́run ṣètò fún wòlíì yẹn ní gbogbo ọdún.
And there was another program for this man of God.
Ọlọ́run bọ́ wòlíì yẹn ní gbogbo àkókò tí yàn mú.
God fed this prophet during the time of the famine.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí ìyàn yẹn ní òpin ìyàn yẹn Ọlọ́run darí rẹ̀ láti padà sí. Láti lọ farahàn fún Ahabu.
At the end of the farming season, God directed the prophet to go back and show himself to Ahab.
Ìgbà tó rí Ahabu.
And when he saw Ahab.
Ahabu ni ìwọ ló ń yọ Israeli lẹ́nu.
Ahab said unto Elijah, "You are the one troubling Israel."
Wòlíì náà sọ fún pé.
And the prophet answered.
Ìwọ àti ilé bàbá rẹ ní yọ lẹ́nu.
You and your father's house, you are troubling Israel.
Nínú èyí tó o ti kọ òfin Olúwa sílẹ̀ tó o sì tún mámú èèyàn kọ sílẹ̀.
In which you forsake the commandment of the Lord and even turn the heart of Israel against the Lord. And you follow Baal.
Èyàn Ọlọ́run wá pè níjà.
And the man of God now called in.
O ní kó pe gbogbo àwọn èèyàn jọ.
He said, "Call everybody to this place."
Kó pe gbogbo àwọn èèyàn jọ.
Let all the congregation of Israel come.
Pé kó ránṣẹ́ sí gbogbo Israẹli kí wọ́n wá.
Let all the congregation come to this place.
Ahabu sì pe gbogbo wọn jọ lóòótọ́.
And he had called everyone.
Èyàn Ọlọ́run wá sọ fún wọn wípé.
And the man of God now told him.
Tó bá ṣe pé Baali lọ́lọ́run ni ẹ̀sìn.
If Baali is the Lord, worship him.
Tó bá ṣe pé Olúwa ni Ọlọ́run ẹ̀sìn.
If the Lord God Almighty is the God, worship him.
Ó ti gbogbo àwọn wòlíì Baali.
All the prophets of Baal.
Ẹ kó gbogbo wọn jọ sójú kan.
Let them summon here, let them gather together.
Ó náà dúró gẹ́gẹ́ bí aṣojú Ọlọ́run.
I am going to stand here as the representative of the Lord.
Ẹ bá wa mú ẹgbọ̀rọ̀ màálùú, ẹ mú kan fóun, ẹ mú kan fún àwọn.
And give us a calf, a very big one.
Ẹ jẹ́ kólúkúlùkù kó o ṣe ìrúbọ kó pa ẹran yẹn.
Let there be sacrifice on the both sides.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìlànà.
According to the statutes commandment.
Bí àwa bí a ti ṣe ń sin Ọlọ́run ní àkókò yẹn.
The way they worship God in during this time.
O ní ẹ jẹ́ kí òun ó pa títo òun kó òun ó fi síbi ẹ kíní.
He said he's going to kill his own
sacrifice
and put it on the altar.
Kí àánú ọ̀pá tiwọn kan náà ó gbélé rí pẹpẹ tiwọn.
And the Baali prophet, they are going to kill their own and put it on the altar.
Òun kálukú ó mọ̀ fi iná sí.
And nobody is going to kindle fire.
Ṣùgbọ́n kí wọ́n wí pé kí a wí pé ẹni tí Ọlọ́run bá tí Ọlọ́run yẹn tó bá fi iná dáhùn. Kó ń kálukú ó béèrè pé òrìṣà àwọn kó bí múná wá. Tàbí kọ́lọ́run àwọn múná wá.
And each and every one of them is going to call upon the God and the second one upon the idol. But and the God that has fire
is the fi iná dáhùn tó jóye ẹbọ yẹn lọ́lọ́run gbogbo.
And that God that answer by fire will be the right God.
Àwọn èèyàn náà bá sọ pé ó dáa.
And people agree.
Torí ìgbà tí Elijah kọ́kọ́ sọ pé kí ló dé tí gbogbo yín sin Baali.
So when the Elijah told them at the first instance, why are you worshiping Baal?
Kí ló dé tó jẹ́ wípé ẹ̀kọ́lọ́run sílẹ̀ wọn ò sọ̀rọ̀.
Why do you forsake the Lord? They didn't answer. Ṣùgbọ́n
nígbà tó wá sọ fún wọn wípé ǹtẹ́ ìmọ̀ Ọlọ́run òtítọ́ àti Ọlọ́run ayédèrú ni.
But when Elijah now challenged them that you are going to know the true God by
him. Kí àwọn wòlíì bá kí wọ́n ṣe pẹpẹ fún òrìṣà wọn.
Let the prophet of Baal get an altar for their idol.
Kí wọ́n fi ẹbọ lé lórí.
Let them put a sacrifice on the altar.
Kí wọ́n wá béèrè pé kí Baali kí òrìṣà yẹn kó múná wá sí.
And let them ask the Baal to bring fire upon the
sacrifice. Tó bá lè múná wá gbogbo yẹn máa sìn.
If this Baal can bring fire, let them want to be worshipped.
Olú òṣètò lórí pẹpẹ Olúwa.
I am going to do my own on the altar of the Lord.
Olú òṣìpé iná iná bá wá ẹ máa sìn.
And I am going to call fire. If fire should come, then follow that God.
Òtítọ́ ni.
And they said it's right.
Wọ́n bá lọ mú ẹran lóòótọ́.
And they came with
it. Ó ní kí àwọn mo ń ṣe àlàyé ibi tí mo kà yìí fún
mi. I'm explaining where I've read.
Torí pé gbogbo ìlú pátápátá ti kúrò lẹ́yìn Ọlọ́run.
Because all the city they are forsaking the Lord.
o wa so pe ki gbogbo awon woli bali won to irinwo.
They are like 400.
Only ki mo ko se ti won.
They said they are going to do their own voice.
Won ti ni gbe mo ti se so fun wa mo ti ni pepe.
They have their own altar. Ori
pepe yen ni won pa malu yen. Aigboro malu.
And they now kill the bullock on the
altar. Won gbe leri re.
And they put it on it.
Won fi di si.
They put all the necessary.
Ba wo lati be ba lo wo lati ese ikerinlelogun.
If you look at from verse 24.
Won fi di si won bere si yira.
And they are calling upon their
God. Won yi po pepe.
They are surrounding the altar and and they are calling upon their God the afternoon, evening. When it comes to Sunday, they continue to peace themselves with
dangerous
things so that idol can die. But the Bible lets us know as the more they cry, they peace themselves with different things that the blood is gushing out. The prophet even told them, maybe this God is sleeping. Maybe we should wake him up. And they continue to prophesy madness. Let fire come, 3 o'clock. Nothing happened. In the presence of the congregation of
people,
no sign.
Ko si down.
No answer.
Ko si ohun. Nkan kan o fi nkan lura won.
No voice.
Na di irole bi ago merin. Ko li ibani se ti ri bayi lataro.
Can you see this morning?
Money ego esi ogbon. Only nje Elijah wi fun gbogbo eniyan.
Now fast that Elijah said unto all the people,
esun mo mi.
Come near unto me.
Gbogbo eniyan si sun mo.
And all the people came near unto him.
Pe pe Oluwa
ti o le lule. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down.
Ke wo iru bi ase eri aye igba yen. E wo bo ti se da.
I want you to look at the things then.
Nigba ti awon woli Bali,
when the prophet of Baal,
ti awon fe rubo,
when they want to have their sacrifice, they don't repair their altar. Because the altar is already there, they always pray the sacrifice every time. But why is it that this prophet is preparing the altar of the Lord? The altar has been broken down. The church, the only way of the Lord, everything is scattered. The only way of the Lord, everything is scattered. So that you can know the conditions of
things.
The house of the Lord is falling apart. Everything is falling apart. Everything is falling apart. And this man of God happened to repair everything. He repaired it according to God's command. And when he repaired it, he told them to kill that bullocks and put it on the sacrifice. They put every necessary thing. He now told them that they should get water. They should fetch water and pour the water on the sacrifice. He now call upon God. The God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Let it be known today that thou art God of Israel and I am thy servant, that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me. That these people may know that thou, Lord, you are God. That Lord, you are God. So that these people may know that thou, God, you are Lord.
Oluwa, Lord.
Lord is God. That they may know that the Lord is God. And so that we can turn their hearts. And when he said it, then fire came from above. And the fire consumed the burnt offering. Fire burned all the things. And everybody bowed down. They fell on their feet. Every one of them, they saw their mistakes. That they have been worshipping idols. Because Jezebel have bothered every one of them. Today I'm speaking to us. This is where our revival started. All the cities, they turned back to God. They repaired the
house of the Lord, they repair the altar of the Lord. Elijah make every one of them turn back to God. They fell on their faces and said, the Lord is God. The Lord is God. The Lord is God. The altar of the Lord. I'm talking about the altar of the Lord. What is altar?
Báwo ló ti se jẹ?
How does it happen?
Pẹpẹ.
Altar.
A bá sọ pé pẹpẹ.
When we are talking about altar.
Pẹpẹ jẹ́ bí ojúbọ.
Altar is a shrine.
Ó jẹ́ ibi tí a ṣètò fún ibi ìbápàdé.
Is a prepared place that we can meet.
Ó jẹ́ ibi tó ṣe wípé ó jẹ́ ibi ọ̀kánkán, ibi gbàgede, ibi tí a ti ń jọ́sìn.
Is a junction, is a place of worship.
Ó jẹ́ ibi ìbápàdé nǹkan.
Is a junction, a place of worship where we can meet.
Tán bá sọ pé pẹpẹ.
When we say altar.
Ibi tí a nǹkan, ibi tá a tẹ́ láti lè mọ, ibi tí a mọ̀ọ́mọ̀ ṣètò, tá a mọ̀ọ́mọ̀ ṣe láti mọ̀ọ́mọ̀ fi jọ́sìn.
A well prepared place for worship.
Ibi tá a mọ̀ọ́mọ̀ ṣe láti wípé kí n dáǹsì ò máa bá kó lè bá wa pàdé
ní. A well prepared place for worship so that what we are worshiping can meet us.
Ibi tá a mọ̀ọ́mọ̀ ṣe lẹ́tọ̀ wípé tó o bá ìwọ tí mò ń sìn ìbò bá ti fẹ́ rí mi bí báyìí ni o ti máa.
Where we have prepared for, okay, this thing I'm worshiping, if you want to see me, I will be meeting you
there. Ibi tí n tá ń sìn tó sọ fún wa wípé ibi báyìí ni kó o tó ṣe mo ti fẹ́ máa bọ́ pàdé.
What that thing that we are worshiping told us that, okay, this is the place I want to be meeting you.
Ibẹ̀ la ń pè ní.
That is exactly that we have altar. If there is no altar, there is no meeting place. If there is no altar, there is no worship. There is no service and worship. Altar,
olóbi àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyẹn.
Regard all these things.
Nítorí náà ṣé n tí mo ń sọ yé wa báyìí.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mo lè fi àpẹẹrẹ n tí mo ń sọ kó lè yé wa gidigidi.
So that it will be clear to you very well.
A bá sọ pé pẹpẹ.
When we say altar.
Pẹpẹ.
Altar.
Ó dàbí yàrá táwa gan sùn.
It is like a room you are dwelling.
Ẹ mọ̀ pé nínú yàrá tẹ́ ń sùn.
In your room.
Ẹni ibùsùn.
You have your bed.
Ibùsùn yín tẹ́ ń sùn sí.
That's your bed.
Ibi tẹ́ ẹ ti ń nara yẹn.
That's your resting place.
Ní pẹpẹ yín.
It can be a altar.
Ó jẹ́bi tí ẹ ti ń fara lélẹ̀.
Because it is a place you rest.
Ó jẹ́bi tó ṣe pé èèyàn lè ti máa rí yín.
It is a place people can see you.
Ó jẹ́ ibi tí ẹ ń gbé.
It is where you are dwelling.
Ó jẹ́bi tẹ́ ń sùn sí.
It is where you are abiding.
Ọ̀tọ̀ ilé.
House.
Ọ̀tọ̀ tún ni yàrá.
There is a difference between house and a room.
Inú ilé ni yàrá wà.
There is room inside the house.
Ṣé ẹ bá wọlé yín ní ìsìn ẹ wà kó sínú yàrá.
When you go into your house, then you now enter into your room.
Pẹpẹ yàrá yẹn jẹ́ bí pẹpẹ fún yín.
So that room is like your altar.
Ó jẹ́ ibi tó ṣe pé ń gbé.
It is where you are dwelling.
Ó jẹ́ ibi tẹ́ ń wà.
It is where you are abiding.
Ó jẹ́ ibi tó ṣe wípé ẹ ti ń fi ara lélẹ̀.
It is where you are taking your rest.
A mọ̀ọ́mọ̀ ṣètò ẹ bẹ́ẹ̀.
It is specially created like that. So this altar we are talking about.
A tún lè pe pẹpẹ.
We can even
see àpẹẹrẹ ìtọ́kasí pẹpẹ fún yín.
I can even give you another example.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ibi àrò.
As a place where we can cook.
Ibi àrò.
A place of cooking. A kitchen.
Ya.
A place of cooking.
Níbi tí a ti ń dáná.
Where you are cooking something.
Tí a ti ń dáná.
Where you are cooking.
Tí a ti ń pèsè ń ta kìbọ̀ ẹnu.
Where you are preparing your meal.
A lè pe kitchen ní pẹpẹ ẹnu.
We can call a kitchen the altar of
Torí
the mouth.
Torí pé ó jẹ́bi tí a ṣètò.
Because it is a prepared place.
Tí a mọ̀ọ́mọ̀ ṣe.
A well prepared place.
Láti máa ibẹ̀ ni àwọn oúnjẹ ti ń pàdé.
There we can meet together with all
ibe
our foods.
Ibẹ̀ láti ń fo oúnjẹ pọ̀, láti ń ṣe oúnjẹ, láti gbé sínú ẹnu.
We can mix all our food together and then we prepare.
Nítorí náà a lè pé bí a lè wí pé nígbà tá a bá ṣe kitchen wa tí a gbé stove tàbí àrò tàbí gbogbo àwọn dáná tí a bá ṣe a lè sọ pé a tẹ pẹpẹ ẹnu.
When we prepare our kitchen with our stove and every other utensils, we can now say, okay, this is the altar for our mouth.
Nítorí náà nígbà tí mo ń bá yín sọ̀rọ̀ nípa pẹpẹ olúwa.
When I'm talking about the altar of the Lord,
mo fẹ́ kí n tí mò ń sọ kó yé yín.
I want you to be clear about it.
Nítorí rẹ̀ ni mo ṣe mú àpẹẹrẹ yẹn lọ.
And that is why I'm giving you those examples.
Ibi ni Ọlọ́run máa ń bá ní, ibo ni ti mọ, ibi tí Ọlọ́run ti máa ń bá níyàn pàdé.
Where God can meet man.
Ibi tí a ti lè sìn.
Where we can worship him.
Ibi tí a ti lè jọ́sìn fún.
Where we can serve him.
A lè pè ní pẹpẹ.
We can call it an altar.
Ẹ̀yin ẹ̀rọ ìlú iwájú yìí báyìí.
Look at this altar now. Look at this front. It's altar.
o je pepe ta le fojuri.
It is a physical altar.
Eri wi pe amamo teni.
You can see we deliberately
put ka ma ba Olorun pade
so that we can meet the Lord.
Ati ki Olorun ma ba wa pade.
And that the Lord is going to meet us.
Ati le wa wa sibi.
We come from our house.
Wi pe ki Olorun ko le ba wa
so that the Lord is going to meet us.
Olorun na ti bi o fi oju re sibi.
And the face of the Lord, the eyes of the Lord so is there.
Pe 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 re sibi.
So that we prepare
lati ma ba wa pade.
That's because we prepare this place. Hallelujah. So that he can meet us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Se pepe yen nye wa bayi.
Do you understand this altar?
Pepe je ibi ti amamo ti amamo se lojo ta amamo se loto ti amamo te.
It is a place that we deliberately prepare.
Ibi aye ta fi sile fun ijosin, fun isin ati fun ijosin.
A place that we voluntarily give for service.
Fun ohun ta gba.
For what we believe,
o ti dara fun wa.
It is well with us.
Mo lo ti dara fun wa.
I say it again, it is well with us.
Sapere yara.
That is, I take examples of a room. Awa
no mo te ni amamo faye re le pe bi ti ma mo wo sun ni.
We prepare it that this is where we want to be dwelling.
Amamo faye re le pe bi ti ma ti mo se to nje ti ma mo je ni.
We prepare that this is going to be my kitchen.
Sugbon mo nba wa soro nipa pepe Oluwa.
But I'm talking about the altar of the Lord.
Pepe Oluwa.
Altar of the Lord.
Nti mo so ko le ye yin
so that you can understand.
Ni sare ba yin so ni abe isori meta yi.
I will take it under three subtopics.
Isori akoko ni ipele pepe ipele ati ise pataki pepe.
I'm going to give you faith that different dimensions of altar and
the altar. Koko ni ma lo ti ma fi ba yin soro yi.
I'm going to take a little time for
this. Mo ti mo pe Olorun to fi ara ran fun mi lati ba yin so yo fi han yo so di yo je ko ye yin.
I know my God is going to make it clear to you.
Ipele ati ise pataki pepe.
Different dimensions of altar and its importance.
Ekeji iyato to wa laarin pepe Oluwa ati torisa.
Differences between the altar of the Lord and that of idol.
Iketa,
the third one.
Igbese ti a bi n to pepe Oluwa se atanfani re.
Steps to repair the altar of the Lord and its benefits.
O ti dara fun yin.
It is well with you.
Ni kin to bo sibi arin gbogbo oro yi.
Before I go into the deep area of this word of God.
Mo ri wipe awon eniyan kan wa to se wipe mo ko si pepe ni pepe Olorun na aye.
I can see there are some people that are lacking the altar of the Lord.
Mo ri wipe won so pe ah eleyi ni pepe Oluwa nbe pelu re.
I can see that they said this one has an altar.
Pe won so pe pepe Oluwa nbe ninu ninu eni.
They said there is altar of the Lord in the life of this man.
Eyi to wa tun ma si wipe pepe Oluwa o si ninu awon kan.
And that means that there is no altar of the Lord in some people.
Nitori na oro yi njade si yin.
So this word of God is coming to you.
Ni ere erongba wipe ko le ri ara re.
So that you can see yourself.
Boya o ni pepe Oluwa ninu.
Maybe you have the altar of the Lord in
tabi,
you.
Tabi ko si pepe Oluwa nu.
Or maybe there is no altar of the Lord in
o
you.
O le mo anfani to wa fun o lati wi pe ki pepe Oluwa wa nu
aye. So that you can know the privileges you are going to gain if the altar of the Lord is in you.
Ko si mo ewu to nbe ninu pe ki pepe Oluwa ko mo si nu aye re.
And again so that you can know the dangers embedded in lacking the altar of the Lord.
Ko ba wa le ri ewu yen ko wa le mo bo lo ti se ti pepe Oluwa yo fi wa nbe.
And so if you know all the dangers, you are going to know what you are going to do to have the God.
Eyi ti mo fi n ba wa soro nipa pepe Oluwa.
And that is why I'm talking about altar of the Lord.
Ti mo si fi pin si ipele meta.
And then I divided it into three sections.
O le ri ara re.
So that you can see yourself.
O le mo n to se.
And so that you can know what to do.
Ninu oro yi lo ti ri re.
In this word of God you are going to see
yourself. Ibe lo si ti mo n to se.
And you are going to know the next step to take.
Mo mu ni isori akoko.
I take it one after the other.
Ipele ati ise pataki pepe Oluwa.
Different dimensions. Mentions of altar and its importance.
Altar,
as I've told you,
pepe wa ni pele ipele.
Altars are into different categories.
Pepe Oluwa wa.
There is altar of the Lord.
Pepe Oluwa nbe.
There is God's altar.
So we pe pepe Oluwa.
When we say God's altar,
pepe Oluwa wa ye.
This altar of the Lord.
Enta le fojuri wa.
There is a physical one.
Enta le fojuri wa.
And there is invisible.
Pepe ti a le ri to je to di ara nbe.
There is God's altar that is physical.
Taba so pe pepe Oluwa.
When we say God's altar,
pepe meji ni mo so fun wa.
Is of two types.
Amo pepe kan be ni ta ta ri.
There is one that we can see.
Apere leleyi ti mo duro ni waju re.
The typical example is the one I'm using.
Pepe leleyi.
This is God's altar.
O je pepe fun ijosin.
It is altar for service.
Pepe fun ijosin.
It is altar for worshiping God.
Ni awon ti a ti gbala mo n wa lati ba Olorun pade.
It is there that these people that have been saved come to worship God.
That was way Exodus ori ogun ese kerin le.
If you look at Exodus chapter 20.
Olorun so o je a igbe kale Olorun.
It is the commandment, the statutes of the Lord. From the Old Testament.
Pinki awon to ba besin ti won ti DNA igbala.
That those people that have been saved.
Won ni lati wa ibi kan ti won mo pepe fun lati mo ba Oluwa pade.
They are going to get a place to and build their altar. Nipa be
la be ma jemu lai lai won ni pepe ko sisun.
Under the Old Testament they had the burnt offering, the altar.
Be na ni won ni pepe turari si Oluwa.
And they have another altar for the Lord.
Ati ati eniyan ti se.
And since the fall of man,
Olorun ti le yan kuro ninu estate mi mo.
When God sent mankind from the holy estate,
oni Olorun ti seto pe eniyan ti nte pepe.
God now prepared that man should be getting altar.
Eyi ni pepe odi ara.
So this is a physical altar.
Olorun lo pa pepe ode ti a le ri bayi.
A physical one that we can see that
no palace.
God commanded it.
O si wa fun ijosin.
And it is meant for service.
Amen.
Amen.
Worship. Ijosin.
It's meant for worship.
O wa fun ijosin.
It's meant for worship.
Jijosin.
To worship the Lord.
Ikeji.
Second one.
To je pepe Oluwa ni pepe tinu.
Is the inner one. The physical one.
Baba so pe pepe Oluwa.
When we say God's altar.
Eyi ni okan eyan.
That is the heart of man.
Inu okan eyan.
The heart of man.
Pepe ni.
The altar.
Pepe Oluwa lo je.
It is all God's altar.
Iti odi ara yi nsapere tinu ni.
And this physical one is representing the inner one.
Eni ti o ba ni tinu ko le wa si titita.
Somebody that does not have the inner one cannot have the outward one.
Ni mo ipele pepe to wa ni mo nso fun wa.
I'm giving you the categories of the altar.
Ni pepe ti Olorun ni mo nso yi.
Under God's altar.
Ani pepe ti Olorun ta le foju ri bayi.
We have the God's altar that we can see with the naked eye.
Ani pepe tinu aye eniyan ti an pe ni kokan.
And we have the altar of the Lord in you. That is your heart, the heart that has been sanctified. Your heart is like an altar of the Lord. Your heart is the altar of the Lord. In which God wants to be dwelling there. As we have our own room, so God has his own room in man. So God's room in your life is your heart.
O je pepe.
It is the God's altar.
O je pepe.
It is God's altar.
Ti pepe yen ba ti baje.
And if that altar is spoiled.
Ti o si pepe pepe yen ninu aye re.
And if that altar is not in you.
O le se se fun o lati wa si pepe oju koju yi.
It is not possible for you to come to the physical altar.
Awon to ba ni pepe tinu ni won le ijosin ni pepe tita.
It is those people that have the inner altar that can worship in the outward altar.
Pataki awon to bi se pataki ni mo rora nmunu ba.
I'm just giving you the importance of it.
Do kin to lo si se pataki e lo
jada. But before I go into the importance of it.
Be si pepe Oluwa yen.
As you can see the altar of the Lord.
Be na ni pepe Orisa wa.
So there is idol's altar.
Gbogbo nti an ba tin bo o na ni pepe.
Everything that is worshiping.
Gbogbo awon to nsin Orisa yen won ni pepe fun.
Everybody that you can see that worshiping idol they have their altar.
Awon pepe to se pe won ma lo farahan fun ni odoodun.
There are some altar that they do go and sow themselves for it every year. That they will go there and worship that thing. There are some altar that the people always go there very often. There is no idol without altar. If you can see, Jeremiah spoke about this. The book of Jeremiah chapter 19 and 13. And Second King,
ori ketalelogun,
chapter 33,
ese ikejila,
verse 12.
Itori awon akoko ni mi o se fe mo lati ka ti mo kan fe mo so fun wa.
It's because of time that I want to skip something.
Pepe Orisa. Ma sare ka iwe amu oba keji ori ketalelogun,
Second King chapter 23,
ese ikejila,
verse 12.
Pẹ̀mọ̀nì ti ń bẹ lórí ìyàróòkè Ahasi tí àwọn ọba Júdà ti tẹ́. Pẹ̀mọ̀nì ti Manasseh ti tẹ́ ní àárín méjì ilé Olúwa ní ọba wó lulẹ̀. Josiah wó lulẹ̀. Ó sì yára láti bẹ̀. O si da ikuru won sinu odo Kidroni. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Pepe orisa ti won te.
That is altar for
Pepe idol. Pepe orisa da won oba buruku bi Asi.
That is altar that was made.
Amo oba buruku bi Jeoramu.
A bad king like Jeoramu.
Jeoramu.
Like Jeoramu.
Amo oba buruku bi Manasseh.
A king like Manasseh.
Amo Pepe orisa ti won te.
These are the idol.
Idati to saya bo sori oye.
And when Josiah came to the king.
Ogbogbogbo re lule.
He broke everything.
Pepe orisa nbe.
There are idols altar.
Pepe eniyan gangan nbe.
Even there are mankind altar. The altar of man.
Oni yara teniyan sun.
Is your room that you are dwelling.
Ori po o te.
You are going to prepare it.
Even bo yan fun sun lori eni.
Even you are sleeping on the mat.
Eniyan yo gbe eniyan yo te.
You are going to prepare it very well.
Be ni.
So it is.
Be na ni pepe ikerin ni pepe fun enu.
The first one is the altar for your mouth.
Ko si. Te ba ti ri obirin okunrin mu ni pepe enu.
If you can see a man and a woman, they are going to have the altar for their mouth.
Mu ni pepe enu.
If you can see husband and wife, they are going to have the altar for their mouth.
Bo ki ni o kere to.
No matter how small a house is.
Beyan gbe yare yokan.
Even if you are living in a
room. Yo ni bi ti o fun pepe enu.
They are going to have a special place for this altar. Bo
ki bi corner kan lo.
Even a corner of the room.
Lo la gbe kini sibe.
You are going to put
soro.
What?
Yo the stove.
You are going to put the stove.
O se pepe ni yen
pepe. That is altar for your mouth.
Yo se pepe fun enu.
You are going to prepare altar for
Hallelujah.
Your mouth.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Ise pataki.
And it is important.
Pataki re ni yi.
The importance of this.
Mi lu mererin ti mo so yi.
Out of this four that
pepe
I mentioned.
Pepe ti mo wa nso ti mo fe ti mo soro le lori.
The altar I'm talking about.
O ni pepe Oluwa ninu eyan.
Is the altar of God in you.
Eyi ni ikeji ti mo so fun wa.
That is the second altar I've mentioned.
Ti mo so.
That I've mentioned.
Pepe Oluwa.
The altar of the Lord.
Pepe inu eyan.
The inner altar.
Pepe Oluwa ninu re.
The altar of the Lord in you.
Pepe Oluwa ninu.
The altar of the Lord in you. The altar of the Lord in you. God's altar in you. Is what I'm talking about. But I've made mention of four altars. The first one is the Lord's altar. That I say is of two types. That is the one you can see. And the one that told you about idol's altar. I told you about man altar. That is the altar you
mo tun aso nipa pepe etenu.
And I'm not talking about mouth altar.
Pepe se pataki.
Altar is very important.
Nitori wipe lori re ni won ti ma ru ebo.
Because on it there be a sacrifice.
Ti o ba si pepe ke si ebo.
If there is no sacrifice, there is no altar, there is no sacrifice.
Endo idi re ti adu opolopo o fi gba ni yi.
And that is why some prayers are not answered.
Adu a je ebo ni adu a.
Prayer is a sacrifice. Look at the way we worship the Lord. It is a sacrifice. It is a sacrifice to the Lord. When we pray, we are sacrificing to the Lord. No matter how prayer we have prayed, it is a sacrifice unto the Lord. Why some prayers are not answered? Is that there is no altar for them to make a sacrifice. It is on the altar that you can make a sacrifice. And that is why we have to be very careful. Some people are praying, but when there is no altar, their prayers are just going ordinary. Do you understand what I'm saying? That the praises of some people are not accepted because there is no altar. There is no altar. There is no altar for them. There is no altar for them. Look at what. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying.
If you
don't have altar, especially the inner
altar,
if God's altar in you is spoiled, there is nothing you can do. Look at Cain. History made us know.
Kaini ati aburo re Abel fe lo rubo si Oluwa.
When Cain and Abel they are about to make a sacrifice unto the Lord.
Igba ti won de bi ebo.
When they got to the place.
Aburo re o se ti e. Ina ti nso kale pe ti pe. He said that
they are going to kindle fire, but the fire is going to come from above. I want you to listen. And that is what we call the fire of the Lord. Another fire that they bring to that altar is a strange fire. And that is what the Lord told them that they should not bring. And that was what the sons of Eliasar
done.
When we were told that they brought strange fire, they bring their own fire to the altar. Because they didn't commit themselves to the altar that the fire of the Lord will come down. They look at this as a very, very hard thing for them to sacrifice themselves to that the fire of the Lord will come down. And when they bring their own fire, the fire of the Lord destroys them. The fire of the Lord will not consume
them.
I come back to Cain.
Sorry.
And when Abel had his own sacrifice, the fire came and consumed the sacrifice. And he went up. The elder brother,
in terms of my way, oh, what did they?
The story made us to know that
only a bro, a poor lady, perpetually wants a paper or totem.
They have two altars.
Oh, we pay. Boy, I know the paper to Nikinin, which is
really Cain thought in his own
heart. Oh, I lost your daughter, bro.
Oh, his own daughter is not good.
Oh, say, no, Kuba.
And he chased his brother and have his altar in that place. But his altar, the sacrifice is not accepted. Why? Because the inner altar is
poisoned.
It's not that prayer is not answered. The problem is that if your altar is
spoiled,
no matter how you come to the Lord in your physical realm, it will not work.
It
will only show yourself to you.
Do
you get what I'm saying? Your prayer cannot be
hindered
unless your altar is
spoiled.
That's your altar. From that place, the prayer will
ascend.
It is that from your altar that the Lord is going to meet you. If the Lord wants to speak to you, it will be from that altar. It will be from that altar. If you want to do anything, it's from that altar. Anything you want to prepare for the Lord, it's
from that altar.
Anything that does not come from that altar, God will not accept. I'm talking about God's altar. The importance of it. And that was why Cain was
dying.
It's not accepted. The sacrifice of the Lord in him was
wise.
And that is why he did not know how to prepare the
physical
the sons of a prophet that we told us. The sons of the prophet. That the fire of the Lord consumed them. It was the altar of the Lord in them that spoiled. And when the altar of the Lord spoiled, it made the fire of the Lord kindle and consume them. The fire of the Lord consumed them. I pray that the fire of the Lord will not consume us.
Say amen.
Amen.
Ina to
the fire of the Lord consumed them.
Oje apere ibinu Olorun
is a typical example of God's wrath upon them.
Apere ibinu Olorun
is a typical example of God's wrath upon them. When the altar is spoiled in man's life, when the altar goes spoiled, all the effort that man could do, if not to repair the altar, it
will
bring the fire of the Lord to consume such a person.
And
I'm talking about the steps or the dimensions
of
the importance of the altar of the Lord. The dimensions of altar and its importance.
Eya sadura je. Eya sadura je o le sadura re je.
No power of blackness can hinder your prayer if your altar is not spoiled.
Bi pepe Oluwa ninu re o ba ti baje.
If your altar is not spoiled, bi pepe
Oluwa ninu re ba ti baje.
If the altar of the Lord has spoiled
you, yan yo mu ki eya sadura je o wa be ko si je.
It will bring the demons to hinder.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kini o je kini o so kale?
Why is it that fire is not coming down?
Nigba ti awon woli ba li pe.
When the prophet of Baal
ori pe ko si pepe Oluwa.
Because there is no altar of the Lord.
Pepe Oluwa ni na ti so.
It is on the altar of the Lord that fire can come down.
Pepe Oluwa ebo Oluwa ni na Oluwa nso le lori.
Fire of the Lord will come upon the altar of the Lord.
Shugbon pepe to ti baje
that belongs to the Lord.
Pepe to ti baje.
But the altar that has spoiled.
Ile so kale sori
e. Fire will not come upon it.
Inu ni wa sori pepe to baje.
Fire will not come on the spoiled altar.
Ina.
What is fire?
Ina.
Fire.
O ni agbara.
It is the power.
Ina,
the fire,
ni agbara,
is the power.
Agbara,
is representing the power of the Lord. And the fire will bring the world.
Ko si pepe orisa orisa kankan oni oro otito to ni yenu.
No idol that has a word of life to give.
Olorun ni o ma mu wa oro otito.
It is the word of truth that it is God that brings the word of truth.
Olorun to fi le ma nto so niyan pe Olorun to ba mu ina wa.
That is how you can know that the God that brings fire. That is the fire of the revelation. The fire of the revelation of the truth. The fire of the revelation of the word of God. That deliver.
It's
not in any idol.
It's
not in any idol. No idol of the Lord. That have the word of life.
Sorry, we be all right, yeah, yeah, you know.
Because the word of life is fire.
Oh, yeah, man,
it is life.
Yeah, you see, man, yeah, you say.
That renew and renovate one's yeah, life.
Yeah, you see, man, you man,
that open the spiritual eyes.
So why man, it
will make your whole life to be acceptable in the presence of the Lord. I want you to see yourself here in my
seat.
Am I having the altar of the Lord?
Do
you have the altar of the Lord in
you?
Why all these things have been doing
so?
Is the lack of altar in you? Some people are praying, but the altar of the Lord has been spoiled in their life. It's like the prophet of Baal. When the peace themselves with something.
Bibi nkan yara won lara yen sapere o si ntumo si awe ti elomi na ngba.
All this thing means their fasting and their prayer.
Nigba ti pepe ti baje ninu re.
When their altar has
been spoiled. Se tan lati tun pepe na se.
And they are not ready to renovate.
Arakunrin atarabirin.
Brothers and sisters.
Nigba wa soro nipa pepe Oluwa.
I'm talking about God's altar.
Boyawo o mo.
Maybe you don't know.
Pepe Oluwa ni okan re.
The altar of the Lord is your heart.
Pepe yen gangan ni mo nba wa soro
le lo. That's what I'm talking about.
Iwe Corinthians kini ori kete ese kene di logun.
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Oni Corinthians kini
1 Corinthians
ori iketa
chapter 3
ese ikerin din ni ogun
verse 16
century.
Are you there?
Oni eyin ko mo pe temple Oluwa ni eyin se
that you are temple of God.
Ati pe emi Olorun nbe ni
bo. And that the spirit of God dwelleth in you.
Temple Oluwa yan ni pe ile Oluwa le nse.
You are house of the Lord.
Oto Olorun wa nbe nu yin.
God is in you.
Ile Oluwa le se.
You are alone.
Wi pe yara Olorun nbe ninu.
And that the room
inu yara yen ni okan.
And that room is your heart.
Ko tun le ye yin ori kefesi ogun.
So that you can understand chapter.
Ori kefesi ogun 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20 o ye je ka joka.
Let's.
Oni nitori ati ra yin ni iye kan.
Nitori
na eyin Olorun logo ninu ara
yin. That God is that God in your body.
Ati ninu emi yin.
God. What is it saying?
Ara wa ago ara wi pe ago ara mi.
Your body.
O ye soro. Mi o gbo nte so. Ago ara mi. Jesus bi o ti gbagbo Jesus ti ra.
As you have been saying.
O ye temple ile Olorun.
Jesus has bought you.
Hallelujah.
And your body is the temple of the Lord.
Inu okan okan yin je ya.
when your heart is the room. That is why you must not misuse yourself. That is why you have to sacrifice. You have to
connect yourself.
Because
if your
heart is the room, that is why you have to sacrifice. You have to
connect
yourself. Because your body is
what?
Your body is the house of the Lord. You must not allow any rubbish in your heart because it's the room of the Lord. Can you give me the difference between house and a room? Your body is the house.
Mi ogbo. Mo fe ke soro mo.
Your body is the house. I want you to say it. And your heart is the room for the Lord.
Amen.
Idi
to fi gbodo gbogun ti gbogun ti o baba ara tabi okan re je ni.
And that is why you have to wage war with anything that will spoil your body and your heart.
O gbodo fi ara re fun isekuse.
You must not allow your body
for gbodo fi ara re fun imukumu.
You must not allow any of your life.
O gbodo fi ara re fun irira.
You must not allow your
body. O gbodo ti eya ara re fun ise.
You must not allow immorality to you. Because you are house for the Lord.
Chapter 3
verse
17.
If anybody spoil God's temple. Maybe by fornication.
Masturbation.
Maybe by masturbation.
Homosexual.
Maybe by homosexual. Maybe drunkard.
Did
anybody defy the God's temple? Lord is going to destroy
God's temple.
God will not destroy it. For
the temple of
God is holy. I am God's temple.
Emi ni mo je abi.
I am God's temple.
Emi nikan lo je.
I am the only person.
Elizabeth, emi nikan lo je.
I'm the only temple for the Lord.
O ni pastor kun le je.
Ze di man.
Ti awa je. Hallelujah. O tun ma si wi pe gbogbo wa la gbodo se kini o.
That is everyone of us.
Agbodo ja ara wa. Gbogbo eya ara wa.
That is all the parts of our body.
Because it belongs to God.
And God's temple is the house of God. Our
heart.
Must not allow evil thinking. Because our heart is the
okan wa je kini o pepe Oluwa.
Altar for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me ask you this question. As we are in the church, before we get back home, maybe you just see a kind of dedication on your bed, a very big one. Dedications and all those things on your bed when you get to. Daddy, what are you going to do? You just say, oh, I want to sleep. You just sleep on it like that. Even if you want to sleep and you go to your bed, you quickly
wake up. Some people, their
nose is very sensitive to the air that when they want to step into their house, they will know something is smelling. So if your heart is spoiled, God will never dwell in you. God will never stay there. If your heart is spoiled, do you understand what Daddy, do you understand what I'm saying? Talking about God's altar.
When they say they forsake the
altar
of the Lord.
It means that when you allow evil thinking in your
heart,
what you are doing is that you are breaking down the
God's altar.
When you are doing immorality, you are breaking down God's altar. The body that belongs to the Lord, and you are breaking. You are decorating your bed. You are putting wave on. You are putting extra nails to your nail.
You are
making love. Even
kind.
You are training your
lead.
Your eyesight. Your
eyesight.
And when you paint it like this, come and marry me.
Come and marry me.
That's what he's saying. And when you are doing like this, he's saying something. And you are saying you're
cheating.
And that is why some people have been destroyed by God. And that is why there are problems in the world. And that is why they are
destroyed
in the world.
It's
not a fire you can see. Because those people have spoiled the temple of the Lord. Because they have spoiled the temple of the Lord. Your life
is
going
to be Pepe Oluwa ni mo nba wa so Pepe Oluwa ni mo nba wa so
ise
pataki re
importance of it
mo fe ko korinti kini ori kete ese kan di logun ati kata di logun yen mo fi omu so wo ko
si make chapter 3 verse 17 and 16
atori kefe si ogun yen mo fe ko omu so wo ko si make
chapter 6 verse 20
na bi awon eyan mi leyin isin yi pe nbi kini nti ese yi wi ogbodo
I'm going to ask some of you that what have you gained
Pepe Oluwa lo je lara re je
that your body is the temple of the Lord and you must not use any part of your body for sin. You must not allow sin. And you must not allow defilement to come into your heart. Because if it enters, it's going to bring the fire of destruction. It will bring the fire of punishment. It will bring the fire of problems. It will bring fires of sickness. It will bring the fires of lacking.
But
and as the fire that will consume those children, that will bring fire. Those that spoil the temples of the Lord.
Lord, God, Jesus,
the fire of the Lord will not consume you.
Amen.
Amen. Can you see the importance? And it's clear to you that the altar of the Lord in you is your heart. The house of the Lord is your body. God that owns heaven and earth has no house than your body.
Ni orun orun nile
e he dwell in
heaven
but
ara onigbagbo nile re
the body of the believer is the house of the Lord and the heart of the believer is the house of the Lord
ara re ni temple re
your body is the house of the Lord
okan re lo si ni pepe re
and your heart is the altar of the Lord and God wants to reside there
kan yen ba wa ti baje
and when the two things are spoiled when you are spoil your body and you spoil your heart it
will
not break the fire the consuming fire of the Lord and it will hinder your prayer to be answered because there is no
prayer
all your effort that you want to do for the Lord will be proved to
not have
everything that you want to do for the Lord before the Lord accept if you come from your heart,
can you let
your heart has been spoiled? But you will not be accepted. If you want to give a huge amount of money to the Lord, if your heart is spoiled, it will not be accepted. Everything you want to do for the Lord, it must come from that altar of the Lord in you. All your worship must come from that house that is made for the Lord. And this made me to go to the second one. I want to tell you the difference between the altar of the Lord and that of idol. When we are talking about God's idol and God's altar,
Pepe Oluwa wa.
There is God's altar.
Ni party to Jubai.
In the physical
only most of them why
aspects.
And we orisa na orisa igbalode na ti ni pepe.
Even the modern cult, modern idols, they have their own altar.
Shuma yato tumbembe po.
But there are differences. There are numerous differences. In the olden days,
Ọlọ́run sọ fún Mose.
God told Moses.
Àti fún àwọn bàbá ńlá wa nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
And to our forefathers in faith.
Àwọn bí Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
People like Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
Àwọn bí Mose, Joshua àti àwọn
wòlíì. People like Moses and the prophets.
Èrùpẹ̀ gbígbẹ àti òkúta tí wọn ọ̀gbẹ́ tàbí àpáta ni wọ́n fi mọ́ ń ṣe.
They are going to use sand and stones or rocks.
Ṣùgbọ́n pẹ̀
to build the altar.
Pẹ́pẹ́ òrìṣà.
But that altar of the idol.
Wọ́n ni tóun tó wù hàn àti gẹ́gẹ́ bí òrìṣà bá ti ṣe sọ fún wọn ni wọ́n ń ṣe ṣe.
They can use anything and sometimes according to the directions of the idols.
Pẹ́pẹ́ olúwa wọ́n máa ń ṣe gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìtọ́ni àti ìlànà Ọlọ́run ni.
The altars of the Lord are built up according to the commandments of the Lord.
Ṣùgbọ́n pẹ́pẹ́ ti òrìṣà.
But that of idols.
Wọ́n máa ń ṣe gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìlànà.
They are going to do it according to the guidelines of the idol.
Wọ́n máa ń ṣe bí ìgbékalẹ̀ òrìṣà.
They are going to do it according to the guidelines of the idol.
Èṣù máa ń jí Ọlọ́run wò ni.
And Satan only imitates the Lord.
Ṣùgbọ́n pẹ̀lú bó ti ṣe jí Ọlọ́run wò ìyàtọ̀ ń bẹ́ẹ̀.
And with that imitation there are a lot of differences.
Ṣẹ́bà lọ síbi pẹ́pẹ́ òrìṣà.
If you look at a satanic altar.
Ẹ lè rí nǹkan tó mọ́ níbẹ̀.
You cannot see a holy thing.
Ṣùgbọ́n níbi pẹ́pẹ́ Olúwa.
But in the God's altar.
À ń rí ohun tó mọ́ níbẹ̀.
You are going to see holy thing.
Even ní abẹ́ májẹ̀mú láéláé.
In the Old Testament.
Ẹran tí wọ́n máa ń lò ó ti ó ní irú ẹran bẹ́ẹ̀.
They have a kind of a goat they can use.
Ó sì níbi tí wọ́n ta ẹ̀jẹ̀ sí.
And there is a place to put.
Ṣùgbọ́n ti torí ìṣà.
But that of idol.
Jó ti torí ìṣà.
That of idol.
Ó lè wí pé kí wọ́n mú.
Idol can command them to drink the blood.
Ó lè wí pé kí wọ́n mú.
Idol can command them to drink the blood.
Ó lè wí pé kí wọ́n fi ṣín gbẹ́rẹ́.
They can command them to use it as a
position. Ó lè wí pé kí àwọn nǹkan tí ó sábà ènìyàn jẹ́ tí ó bà wọ́n tó tọ́ lọ jẹ́
yẹn. Something that will destroy the followers.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ohun tí a ń ṣe nínú ìpàdé ojúlé wa ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tí a ń gbọ́ ń bẹ̀.
According to what we are learning in our house fellowship.
Ìwé Sáàmù orí 16 ẹsẹ̀ 4.
Psalm 16 verse 4.
Ó ní ìbànújẹ́ àwọn tó sáré tọ Ọlọ́run mìíràn lẹ́yìn yòó pọ̀.
The problem of those that follow other gods.
Ìbànújẹ́ tó sáré tọ Ọlọ́run mìíràn lẹ́yìn yòó pọ̀.
They are going to languish in problems.
Kí ni ìdí tí ó fi pọ̀?
Why is it that they are going to to torment them.
Oríṣiríṣi ni. A ni wọ́n máa tọ́ òkúta wọ́n máa fi ahọ́n pọ́n òkúta lá.
They will use their tongue to lick the stones.
Òkúta dúdú.
The black stones.
Wọ́n máa fi ahọ́n pọ́n lá.
They will be licking it with their tongues.
A ni wọ́n máa àtàgbàlagbà àtọmọdé wọ́n fi ahọ́n pọ́n lá.
They will use their tongue to lick the
stones. Oríṣiríṣi àwọn nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀.
A lot of things like that.
Ní ti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run wa.
But in that our God.
Ọlọ́run òtítọ́.
And true God can never ask such
things.
Níbi
pẹpẹ Olúwa.
In the altars of the Lord.
Ìyàtọ̀ tó ń bẹ níbẹ̀ ibẹ̀ ni ẹ̀bọ mímọ wà.
There is only sacrifice.
Ìyàtọ̀ tó ń bẹ níbi pẹpẹ Olúwa àti pẹpẹ òrìṣà.
Differences between God's altar and that of idol.
Níbi pẹpẹ Olúwa.
In God's altar.
Ibẹ̀ làdúrà tí mo ń gbà.
Prayers do answered.
Ìyàtọ̀ tó ń bẹ níbi pẹpẹ Olúwa àti òrìṣà.
Differences between God's altar and that of idol. In God's altar.
Ibẹ̀ ni iná ọ̀rọ̀ tí mo ń jò.
There is fire burning about the word of God.
Ibẹ̀ náà láti ti máa ń rí ìfihàn òtítọ́.
And there is revelations of the truth of the word of God.
Níbi pẹ̀lú òrìṣà kìí sí mbẹ̀.
In that of idol there is nothing like that.
Ibi rẹ̀ ni àwọn abọ̀rìṣà ni àwọn wòlíì Bali ti hàn fi pẹ́ nídìí ẹ̀.
And that was why the prophet of Baal the time.
Èyí ló torí àkókò.
Because of our time.
Èyí ló mú mi bọ́ sí ìsọ̀rí kẹta.
This made me to jump to the third one.
Èyí ni ìgbésẹ̀ tí a fi ń tún pẹpẹ Olúwa ṣe àǹfààní rẹ̀.
Serve for us to repair the altar of the Lord and the
benefit. Àwọn ìgbésẹ̀ tí a fi máa ń tún pẹpẹ ṣe.
The step to repair the altar of the Lord.
Ní ìsìn pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ tí mo ń bá wa sọ dáadáa.
With all the words of God we have been listening to.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n bí.
Let me ask you this question.
Ṣé pẹpẹ Olúwa ń bẹ nínú yín?
Do you have God's altar in you?
Ṣé kìí ṣe bí o ti ṣe rí nígbà ayé Ahabu lórí ikùn yín?
Is it not like that of the time of Ahab?
Mo ní mo gbọ́ mo rí wọ́n ní pé pẹpẹ Olúwa wà nínú àwọn èèyàn kan.
I saw it.
Pẹ̀lẹ́ káàbọ̀ máa rọra máa bọ̀ pẹpẹ Olúwa ń bẹ nínú ẹ̀.
That they said there is altar of God in some people.
Kò sí pẹpẹ Olúwa nínú àwọn èèyàn.
But in some people there is nothing like that.
Ṣé pẹpẹ Olúwa nínú yín ṣé kò ti wó lulẹ̀?
Is it not that your altar has been broken down?
Pẹpẹ Olúwa nínú yín ṣé igi ò ti wù mbẹ̀?
God's altar in you, is it not bringing out
trees?
Is it not turning to that of idol?
Abájọ tẹ́ ẹ fi ń wí pé Olúwa iná àjọ ń gbàdúrà ni ọya rán yìí iná wà ó rán yìí iná wá Ọlọ́run Elijah ó rán yìí iná wà gbogbo ìgbàlájọ́ ń sọ ṣùgbọ́n iná ọ̀wà.
we are praying together, God of Elijah sent fire, but you don't experience God's fire. Many people you met them in the church, they experience God's fire, but you don't experience
it.
The reason being that altar that has been broken down, fire will not be on
you.
You need the fire of the Lord. But the fire of the Lord will only come on the altar of the Lord. Elijah needed
this.
When he was about to call the fire, the first thing he did, he repaired the altar. He called all of them together and he repaired the altar. You can repair your altar. Your heart is the altar for the Lord. Look at your life. What are the thoughts you allow in your heart? What are the behaviors you allow? What are those things that you allow in your heart that is against the will of God? Look at it. That's the first thing. And the second thing, as you are looking at it, is it evil thoughts? Is it anxiety? Is it angry? Is it malicious behavior? Is it fornications? What are those thinking? What are those things that you allow in your heart? Some people allow evil thoughts. They have evil thinking in their hearts. Today, this word of God is meant for you.
Like I
said, repair the altar of the Lord. And the repentance I'm talking about is what you can use to repair it. You are going to take away stones. That is evil thoughts you have allowed. You are going to dig all the ground. You are going to see a farm that has been cultivated for long. You see bush and every other
place.
And when they want to cultivate it again, they are going to cut it and uproot those
plants.
They are going to uproot it. And then they are going to have a
reach.
So the word of God is coming to us today. So we have a lot of things to do. What we are going to do to repair God's altar in
us. Amen.
Amen. God's altar. What we are going to do to repair, we need the new
repentance.
We need to pick out the stones of
sin.
We need to pick out the stones of evil character. We need to pick out the
stones.
We need to pick it out and throw it away. We need to confess our sins to the Lord. We need to confess our sins to the Lord. We need to confess to the Lord. As we are confessing all these things, and then we deliberately volunteer our life to the Lord. We confess and follow our life. And this is what we are going to do. And this is what we are going to do to cultivate our life. This is what we can do to cultivate our life. This is what we can use to uproot evil things.
Dad
and mom, brothers and sisters. Today is the day of joy that the Lord is about to do something in your life. It's a memorable day that God wants to do something in your life. God wants to come into your life.
Daddy and mommy.
Brothers and sisters, youth, dad and
moms,
God does not just send this word. He wanted to use this word to do more than that. Is, God wants to dwell in you. He wants to be abiding with you. He wants to dwell in you. If you can repair God's altar in you, the God's altar in you, you can repair. You can repair it. You are going to use the word of God. As you are listening to this word,
we
are going to look at it. Which type of thing? What is that thing thinking you have in you.
Àwọn ìṣe wo ló gbà láyè nínú ọkàn rẹ?
What are the actions you allow?
Àwọn ìwà wo ló gbà láyè nínú ọkàn rẹ?
What are those behaviors?
Ẹ yọ kúrò.
Take them away.
Fà kúrò.
Remove them.
Mú kúrò.
Pluck them out.
Mú kúrò sí ọ̀nà jẹjẹrere.
Take them away.
Kò wá ké pe Olúwa láti inú ọkàn yẹn.
And call upon God from your heart.
Pé bí Dávidi ti ṣe pé.
Call him as David called him.
Olúwa wẹ̀ mí.
That God wash me.
Èmi ò mọ̀.
And I'll be clean.
Wẹ̀ mí èmi ò mọ̀.
Wash me and I'll be clean.
Jẹ́ kó yí Ọlọ́run pé o ṣetán láti mọ́.
Let God understand that you are ready.
Jẹ́ kó yí Ọlọ́run pé o mọ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀.
Let God know that you are dead.
Pé pé Ọlọ́run bí Jeremiah ti pè.
Call upon God as Jeremiah called.
Bá ti rí ara rẹ.
When you can see yourself.
Tó o bá ti rí ọkàn rẹ.
When you can see your heart.
Tó o wípé òkòsó ti tán níbẹ̀.
That there is no truth in you.
Tó o rí àwọn nǹkan tí o dáa níbẹ̀.
That you can see evil things.
O ní láti jẹ́wọ́.
You need to confess.
O ní láti jẹ́wọ́ fún Olúwa.
You need to confess to the Lord.
O ní láti kígbe t'Ọlọ́run lọ.
You need to shout and call upon him.
O ní láti kó àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyẹn sílẹ̀.
You need to forsake all those
things. Tó o bá lè pè é.
You can call upon God. God will surely answer.
Kí tó gbé yín dìde.
Before I ask you to stand
up. Ìwé Sáàmù yẹn ni mo fẹ́ kó o wò.
I want you to look at Psalm.
Ìwé Sáàmù.
The book of Psalm.
Orí ìfọkànléníàádọ́ta.
Psalm.
Ó ní kíyèsí.
51.
Nínú àìṣedédé la gbé bí mi ẹsẹ̀ karùn-ún.
Verse 5.
Àti nínú ẹsẹ̀ ni ìyá mi lóyún mi. Ó ní kíyèsí ìwọ̀ fún òtítọ́ nínú. Àti ní ìkọ̀kọ̀ ni ìwọ̀ mú mi mọ ọgbọ́n.
Making no wisdom.
Ewé yisopu for me.
Purge me with hyssop.
Èmi ò fi wẹ̀ mí.
I shall be clean.
Èmi ò.
Wash me and I shall be whiter.
Èmi ò ju ẹ̀gbọ̀n òwúrọ̀.
Than snow.
Lónìí.
Today.
Ohun tó jẹ ewé yisopu lọ ń bẹ.
What is more than hyssop is
here. Ó ní ká lè fi wí ọkàn rẹ wà.
What we can use to clean your heart is here.
Ó ní ẹni ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
It is the blood of Jesus and the word of God.
Pẹ̀lú ìrànlọ́wọ́ ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
And with the help of Holy Spirit.
Ọkàn rẹ tó ti bàjẹ́ a lè tún ṣe.
Your heart that has been spoiled can be renewed.
Kí ló wà nínú ọkàn rẹ?
What is that in your heart?
Yóò dà pé ọkàn rí orí bó ti yí orí.
Do you agree that your heart is not according to the word of God?
Kí Ọlọ́run máa bẹ ẹgbẹ́.
And that is why God is not
deciding
you. That is why your prayers are not answered.
Ìyẹn kò máa rí ìfarahàn
Ọlọ́run. That is why you don't see the revelation of God.
Ìyẹn kò jẹ́ kí iná agbára ìwà láyọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
That is why the fire of God is not in you.
Ó kọ́ ẹni yìí, David rí ara rẹ̀ ni.
David can see himself.
Ìtorí rẹ̀ ló ṣe ké.
And that is why. Sọ́ọ̀kì.
Mo fẹ́ kí àwa náà dìde lórí ẹsẹ̀
wa báyìí. I want you to stand up on your feet.
Mo fẹ́ kí àwa náà dìde lórí ẹsẹ̀ wa báyìí.
I want you to stand up.
Tó o bá fẹ́.
If you want it.
Ipẹ́ pé Olúwa ni a sọ fún mi láti bá wa sọ̀rọ̀.
That is what I have commanded
you to do. Wá pé orúkọ Jésù wa
jẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀. Call upon Jesus.
Olúwa.
Lord.
Olúwa.
Lord.
Olúwa.
Lord.
Bí wàá ti pè nìyẹn.
That is how you are going to call him.
Mo ti rí ara mi.
I can see myself.
Mo pe iwọ to se pe o ti fi ara rẹ fun ẹsẹ.
You have surrendered your life for sin.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni o tó ti gba ìrokèrò láyè nínú
àdúgbò. You even allow evil thinking in you.
Mo fẹ́ kó o di ojú rẹ
báyìí. I want you to close your eyes.
Mo fi odi ojú rẹ.
I want you to close your eyes.
Bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀.
I want you to talk to the Lord.
Ní Olúwa mi ò mọ̀.
The Lord I don't know.
Pé àgọ́ ara mi jẹ́ ilé rẹ.
That my body is your house.
Ní ìsìmọ̀ pé ọkàn mi jẹ́ yàrá rẹ.
And I do not know that my heart is your room.
Mo fẹ́ máa gbé lórí ilé
ayé. Dwelling on
earth.
Lord, I can see myself as someone that has defiled
himself.
As someone that has defiled his heart.
Iwọ ẹdari jẹ mi.
God forgive me.
Mo
I want to be holy.
Sori bo ba ti n gbadura yi.
As you are praying.
Gbogbo iná ìbínú ni o ma ku.
All the fire of anger will die.
To ba ti n gbadura yi.
As you are praying.
Ọwọ́ ìbínú aṣípò la.
And the anger will
not be left.
Pray.
Olúwa ẹ dáríjì mi.
Lord forgive me.
Gbogbo ẹsẹ̀ bíba ilé yín jẹ́.
All the sin of defile.
Gbogbo ẹsẹ̀ bíba yàrá yín jẹ́.
All the sin of defile me.
O ní mo sọ fún yín yẹn.
That's what I've told you.
Ẹni tó bá kó dọ̀tí wọnú yàrá tẹ́yin náà ń sùn.
Someone that bring death to your house.
Ẹyin pẹ̀lú rí òjò jà.
You wage war against such a
person. Yàrá tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ máa gbé nínú ayé rẹ.
And that room that God wants to dwell in.
Ìwọ náà wo àwọn ìdọ̀tí èròkerò ìwàkiwà tó kó
sílẹ̀. Look at the evil thinking that you have allowed.
Pẹpẹ Olúwa ni ọ̀rọ̀ kókó ọ̀rọ̀ tó ń gbọ́.
This is altar of the Lord.
Yóò dúkọ̀ ké pe Olúwa pé Olúwa.
Close your eyes and tell the Lord.
Ẹ dáríjì mi kẹ́ ẹ pa gbogbo àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀
mi. Lord forgive me. Lord forgive me.
Ó ní ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá pa 10 billion Ọlọ́run tó bá bàjẹ́ lọ́lọ́run ó parun.
God will surely destroy those that
destroy the altar of the Lord.
All the sin of the
Olúwa dáríjì mi Olúwa
bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sọ. Ìṣẹ́jú péréte lo ní láti fi sọ yìí. We have for few minutes.
Olúwa dáríjì mi ò mọ̀ ni. Mi ò mọ̀ pé mo jẹ́ tẹ́ḿbìlì yín mi ò mọ̀. Mi ò mọ̀ pé mo jẹ́ pẹpẹ yín Olúwa. Olúwa gbogbo ibi tí mo ti fi ara mi fún ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
Bobi mo ti bara fun ese Oluwa dariji mi. So fun Oluwa, so fun Oluwa, so fun Oluwa. O ya ma jewo ko si ma ko sile. Pe gbogbo awon igbe aye bayi, gbogbo awon nkan bayi ti mo nse. Oluwa e dariji mi ke pa gbogbo awon ese mi re. E pa gbogbo awon ese ati aise dede mi re. E dariji mi ke pa gbogbo awon ese ati aise dede mi re. Mi o tun se be mo Oluwa. Bere si so pe Oluwa mi o tun se be mo. 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 Ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa eje ka di oju yen.
Close your eyes.
Tun okan mi se.
Renew my heart.
Tun okan mi se.
Purge my heart.
Olorun eleda mi.
Tun
okan mi se.
Purge my heart. Purge my heart. Lord God, my creator, purge my heart, O Lord.
Mo fe di mi mo.
I want to be clean.
Fa mi di mi mo.
Make me clean, O Lord.
Olorun eleda mi. Tun okan mi se.
Purge my heart.
Dide lori ese re ki o bi oju e
so se di and close your eyes.
Di
close your eyes.
Olorun soro ni.
You are talking to your creator.
Mo fe di bugbere.
I want to be your
mo
house.
Mo fe je pepere.
I want to be dwelling in you.
Olorun eleda mi.
Olorun
mi se. Ohun ti o je ko lala ijele. O ni ran
ijele. Part my heart to Lord.
Pepe lo baje.
Olorun
eleda mi.
Part my heart today.
Mo fe di mi mo.
I want to be clean.
Mo fe mo laula.
Only for you.
Olorun eleda mi. Tun okan mi se. Oluwa. Tun okan mi se.
Purge my heart today.
E pe oruko je.
In the name of Jesus.
Fa eje Jesus se wo inu okan.
Lord of Jesus come to my life. Come to my heart.
O ya wo mi mo mo se tan.
Wash me and make me clean.
Fa eje Jesus wo.
Lord of Jesus.
Eje Jesus for me mo.
Lord of Jesus wash me.
O ma so mo se
tan mo mi mo.
Eredi re ti onigbagbo bi yara re soto ni.
This why it should cleanse and should make us
separate. Tori bo je temple Olorun.
Because you are God's temple.
O si je yara Oledumare.
And your heart is the room for the Lord.
Owo ewe mi me for mi mo je do. Oluwa mi pe Oluwa. Oluwa ewe okan mi mo. Oluwa efo okan mi mo. Oluwa ewe okan mi mo. Mo setan mo fe di mi mo. I'm ready to be holy. Mo fe je ibugbe eyin Oluwa. Ewu okan mi mo ma da ibinu laye wi. Ma da laye ma je oresi sinu okan e. Oluwa wi okan mi mo fo okan mi mo. Wo emi emi o mo won pupu ju egbon ogun lo. Oluwa wo emi emi o mo won pupu ju yinyin lo. Oluwa wo emi mo. Oluwa tun okan mi se. Oluwa wo emi mo. Oluwa tun okan mi se. Oluwa wo emi mo. Oluwa tu okan mi se. Oluwa wo emi mo. Di oju yan ma wi. Oluwa wo emi mo. Oluwa tu okan mi se. Oluwa wo emi mo. So mi di bugbe re. Oluwa wo emi mo. Bi mo ti gboro re, emi na mo dide loni Oluwa. Mo n dupe pe aye emi se loni. Mo n dupe pe re se ninu aye emi. Oluwa wo emi mo. Oluwa tun pe pe aye emi se. Oluwa wo emi mo. Ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa.
Amen.
Mo fi yin sile sinu adura yen lati ma gba lo.
I give it to that assignment to be praying that prayer.
Mo fi yin sibe.
I give